So that's part of our spotlight on Lorraine this morning, and is brought to you this portion by Genasco Insurance. Call Jim Genasco at Genasco Insurance, or on the web, visit genascoinsurance.com. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
We wanted to talk today about getting back to college.
It's time to kick those college boys out and send them back to school.
And I guess, or girls as well.
Or girls.
As well. How does that relate, I guess, to insurance in your business?
Well, we get asked a lot of questions because these days the students have so much technology with them. Smartphones, laptops, speakers, all kinds of things, tablets with them. And the parents are wondered, with all these thousands of dollars of technology, is it covered by my insurance?
Is it covered by my insurance?
Good question, Brian. Yes and no. If you have your students and they're staying in a dorm, then there is an extension from your homeowner's policy that will provide coverage for theft or any damage to these items automatically with no additional charge. If you have an older student, such as I do, that's going to be living off campus in an apartment, I strongly suggest that you get a renter's policy for your student. This provides two very important parts of the coverage. One, for all of his personal property that he took with him. Because think about it, now he's got furniture, he's got maybe a big screen TV, game systems, whatever else came with him. Plus, he has a liability exposure. You know, he has his friends over. Now, not that my boys are partying at college, but I'm sure there might be a few out there.
And they're studying, by the way.
Studying. Group
study.
Have
your friends over and study. Why are you assuming, of course, with the big screen TV, how much studying can you really get done?
That's right. So we have group study, and there's a liability exposure there. If you have a renter's policy, then you have additional liability limits that will help them out. And it gets, you know, it gives a broader sense of coverage for you there. So I would strongly suggest renter's insurance if your student is living off campus.
I mean, that's typical for anybody who really rents. You should have probably some renter's insurance. That's always a good.
Absolutely. Sometimes you forget because they're a student. But, yeah, you're right. They're just a normal person renting an apartment.
And, Jim, when you look at that, when you consider a deductible, for example, what do you do?
Anymore, the companies are going to ask for a minimum $500 deductible. So you got to stick with that. A higher deductible, probably not, because the items you're insuring are probably $1,000 or less each. So if there's a theft, you're not going to have any coverage by your policy. So stick to a $500 deductible. That way, then, if there is a theft, you'll have some coverage.
Of course, the most expensive thing that could be stolen would be a textbook, because you ever pay for textbooks at school. Those are worth a lot more than sometimes all the other items that you have. What about maybe some other type of insurance or things related? You know, maybe if you have a vehicle for the first time down there, is that something?
Boy, that's a great question, because then you've got roommates, and whoever has the car is all of a sudden the popular guy that's living there. Now, keep in mind, in Ohio, whoever is driving the car is covered by the car insurance. In Ohio, insurance follows the car. So if your son or daughter has taken a vehicle to school and they're on your insurance policy, guess what? You're giving free insurance to the roommates, too. As they drive, if they let that car go out, you're covering them.
So then your best advice then is to make sure you tell your student you be the only one behind the wheel of that vehicle.
Exactly. Keep in mind that you tell your student, if you let somebody else use this car, you're giving them free insurance, or actually your parents are paying for it.
So you say insurance follows the car.
In Ohio, insurance follows the car.
So if I should borrow somebody's car and not knowing they don't have insurance, I've got a problem.
Well, that's the good thing in Ohio, is that your policy also provides liability insurance for cars that may not have insurance on them. The policy wording actually says that your policy will extend to an uninsured vehicle that you temporarily borrow. So, yeah, you do have coverage there. The big thing is getting these young drivers that may not be taking as good a care of their roommate's car as they would of their own. That's the big thing.
Okay. And does this apply, I guess, if the college is out of state? Or is that of the state you're in that they're driving the vehicle?
Well, the primary garage location is still home base.
Okay.
So, yeah, the policy will extend. But you keep in mind it's an Ohio policy, so we'll say the Ohio laws follow it.
How often do insurance policies change in the state that you have to keep updated and know how to...
Not very often anymore.
Okay.
I would say probably they stay the same for at least 5 years. It really ends up to being what the legislature decides. If they're seeing that there's a gap in coverage or maybe there's a lot of lawsuits, then they'll enact something that should be covered by insurance, and you have to adjust the policy verbiage then.
Do you have to do
for the laws?
Yeah. Do you have to do anything differently for maybe students who attend out-of-state schools?
Well, the same thing. If they're out-of-state and they're living off campus, they'll need a renter's policy. Now, that is a problem because you have to buy it where you're living. So you probably can't buy it from your home agent unless he's licensed in that state. He'll have to find somebody there to buy their insurance.
When they burn the couches at the end of the year, who? What kind of a claim is there?
Well, that couch was brand new this year. Yeah. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, that's what happened.
It's just gone.
Well, but that's just some of the things to keep in mind. Anything else at this time of the year you recommend people look at their policies or things they're thinking of? I guess at any time, college is kind of a life-changing experience. Are there any kind of changes in what's happening in someone's life is a good time to...
Yeah, anytime something's changing like that, maybe people are their first kid is going off to college. You know, it's a pretty traumatic experience, so it's a good time to review. Right now, because you've got new drivers that are maybe driving to school for the first time, high schoolers, a little talk with them. If you're worried about limitations for your new driver, if you go to JanascoInsurance.com, there's a free new driver contract there that specifically sets out the rules for new drivers, and that way then they know what the consequences are if they have an infraction or if they don't follow the rules. Maybe they don't make curfew. What happens to their driving privileges? We've outlined some of this in a free new driver contract at JanascoInsurance.com.
Which includes probably the things related to mobile devices and anything else that can go along.
Well, you know about texting and driving or talking and driving. Those are all things that you have to be aware of as a new driver. There's a lot of distractions out there.
Yep, there is, Craig. A lot of distractions out there. And even with the not only the pedestrians who are not paying attention to where the vehicles are these days, we've heard stories.
Well, with the new drivers, it's really tough because we were taught about having other people in the car. Now, even if you've got your new driver all by themselves, they have the technology distractions. Like you said, the texting and even just talking on a phone. Not good ideas when you're a new driver and need to be aware of what's in front of you.
Just kind of keeping those things in line with people, you know, the kids, letting them know. Because obviously insurance is there to protect you in case something unforeseen happens. It's best to try to anticipate anything ahead of time.
Absolutely. And that's why we suggest a new driver contract to put it in writing. So there's no you said or they said. Your student and your new driver know exactly what the ramifications are. If they maybe don't follow the rules that you've set up, they maybe get their first speeding ticket or their first little fender bender, that there's any type of, if there's an action, there's a ramification. And these are all learning steps as they become more mature and start to fly the nest.
So it's good things to think of when everyone's trying to figure out where they were staying, where they're, how to get the campus, what the school, what their majors are. Insurance is something that the parents should also be thinking about.
And I would also think, too, Jim, with you being downtown Lorain, long time, you've got a lot of relationships there. You've seen mothers, daughters, sons, fathers, all of them.
That's probably the fun part with a family business. 60 years this year in downtown Lorain, and you're right, we get to see multiple generations. Maybe my dad talked to the mom when they became a driver, and now I get to talk to their children when they become a new driver. So you're absolutely right. And it helps create a bond. It helps to create help with communication between our customers and us. So, yeah, it's a very important part of it. We're very proud to be a part of downtown Lorain for over 60 years. Hope to stay here for a long time. Like to also shout out to my staff who asked me to speak for them, and Pat, Shirley, Rita, Shelley, Carol, and Dick. Thanks for doing a great job and for taking care of the people in Lorain.
Our guest today, Jim Janasco from Janasco Insurance. You can visit him on the web at janascoinsurance.com. Thanks for coming in this morning and sharing part of your day with us. Appreciate it.
Well, Bruce and Craig, thanks again for taking time to spotlight Lorain.